The Electoral College is problematic from its inception and something that was built upon and designed to oppress certain people, whether through intent or by impact, has to change. And I think that what you're seeing are folks who, thanks to Bernie Sanders, thanks even to Donald Trump for being a more of a populist type of a candidate, to cause us to really begin to question some things that may have existed from the beginning of time, from the inception of America. That does not make the thing right. If we say that we are a country where it's one person, one vote, then it needs to be one person, one vote. Everyone is not talking about overhauling the Electoral College in its entirety. People are also talking about proposals to reshape the way in which it's done. Maybe it shouldn't be winner take all. And we have some states, of course, and some congressional districts that do just that. So I think that it is okay for us to ask questions, particularly when we know the Electoral College was built upon a system to protect the interests of slave states. That was a part of the compromise, and we would be remiss if we did not acknowledge that horrible history.
Jeffrey?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Electoral College, I mean, let's remember the name of the country. The name of the country is the United States of America. And that famous quote from Benjamin Franklin, who emerged from the Constitutional Convention, and a woman asked him, you know, what have you given us, Mr. Franklin? And he replied, Dr. Franklin, and he replied, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. This is a constitutional republic. It is not a direct democracy. The reason we have a United States Senate is to represent states. Frankly,
right.
I think we ought to go back to letting the legislators pick a